Starship's 10th flight test set for August 24th. Texas Border Business. Starbase, Texas. The 10th flight test of Starship is preparing to launch as soon as Sunday, August 24th. The launch window will open at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. A live webcast of the flight test will begin about 30 minutes before liftoff, which you can watch here and on X at SpaceX. You can also watch the webcast on the XTV app. As is the case with all developmental testing, the schedule is dynamic and likely to change, so be sure to check in here and stay tuned to our X account for updates. After completing the investigations into the loss of Starship on its 9th flight test and the Ship 36 static fire anomaly, hardware and operational changes have been made to increase reliability. You can read the full technical summary of the investigations here. The upcoming flight will continue to expand the operating envelope on the Super Heavy booster, with multiple landing burn tests planned. It will also target similar objectives as previous missions, including Starship's first payload deployment and multiple re-entry experiments geared towards returning the upper stage to the launch site for catch. The booster on this flight test is attempting several flight experiments to gather real-world performance data on future flight profiles and off-nominal scenarios. The Super Heavy booster will attempt these experiments while on a trajectory to an offshore landing point in the Gulf of America and will not return to the launch site for catch. Following stage separation, the booster will flip in a controlled direction before initiating its boostback burn. This maneuver was demonstrated for the first time on Flight 9 and requires less propellant to be held in reserve, enabling the use of more propellant during ascent to enable additional payload mass to orbit. The primary test objectives for the booster will be focused on its landing burn and will use unique engine configurations. One of the three center engines used for the final phase of landing will be intentionally disabled to gather data on the ability for a backup engine from the middle ring to complete a landing burn. The booster will then transition to only two center engines for the end of the landing burn, entering a full hover while still above the ocean surface, followed by shutdown and drop into the Gulf of America. The Starship upper stage will again target multiple in-space objectives, including the deployment of 8 Starlink simulators, similar in size to next-generation Starlink satellites. The Starlink simulators will be on the same suborbital trajectory as Starship and are expected to demise upon entry. A relight of a single Raptor engine while in space is also planned. The flight test includes several experiments focused on enabling Starship's upper stage to return to the launch site. A significant number of tiles have been removed from Starship to stress test vulnerable areas across the vehicle during re-entry. Multiple metallic tile options, including one with active cooling, will test alternative materials for protecting Starship during re-entry. On the sides of the vehicle, functional catch fittings are installed and will test the fitting's thermal and structural performance, along with a section of the tile line receiving a smoothed and tapered edge to address hot spots observed during re-entry on Starship's 6th flight test. Starship's re-entry profile is designed to intentionally stress the structural limits of the upper stage's rear flaps while at the point of maximum entry dynamic pressure. Flight tests continue to provide valuable learnings to inform the design of the next-generation Starship and Super Heavy vehicles. With production ramping up inside Starfactory at Starbase alongside new launch and test infrastructure actively being built in Texas and Florida, Starship is poised to continue iterating towards a rapidly and fully reusable launch system. Information source: SpaceX. First name: email.